Hi there, it's Johnson family time. Come with me to Chickasola Town for a change of pace and relaxation with your friends and mine, the Johnson family. Before we catch the Chickasola choo-choo, here's a station I think we'd better pause at. And now let's head down the main street of town. The lawyer Philpott's office is located on the corner of Chickasola Street and Hungry Avenue. Papa Johnson has been summoned by the lawyer to talk over a very important matter. The time is late afternoon.
Not only did I ask you to come here because this thing is very important, Johnson, but I might add, if you don't mind me taking the liberty of saying that it is very, very dangerous.
Oh, what does you mean dangerous?
Just exactly what I got through saying. You heard me say dangerous. When I tell you this thing is dangerous, I mean it is dangerous.
There ain't nothing dangerous about it. All I did was sell something that you brought to the place that I run in to be sold. That's all. I run the place where anybody that got anything to sell can bring it there, and we sell it at 10% commission. And you brought it there, and I sold it. Now, what is dangerous about it?
Johnson, I told you that package that I brought to your place was a pair of... Wait a minute. The very walls have ears. A pair of counterfeit printing plates.
Counterfeit printing plates?
I told you that's what they were, Johnson.
When you bought them over there to sell, there was just a package wrapped up, and you say you didn't even know what was in it. Go ahead and sell it.
Well, I didn't know what was in it.
But I went ahead and sold it to Miss Peewee, and that's all there is to it.
But those plates belong to Bugsy Burke. He just got out of prison. He was here this morning. You remember the man that I defended some 20 years ago?
20 years ago? I don't remember nothing about it.
Johnson, I had a big practice then. Don't you remember Bugsy Burke, the counterfeiter? They caught him for passing $20 counterfeit bills. Well, while I was defending him, he had wrapped this package up and left it with me and told me under no circumstances let anyone, regardless of whoever it may be, use or see this package. Well, I forgot about it. And then I saw it up in the attic laying around, and I picked it up along with some other stuff and brought it over to your place to be sold.
You mean to say that them counterfeit plates belong to Trigger the Burke?
Yes, Bugsy Burke is his name.
Any kin to Trigger?
No, he's not that I know of.
You mean that we getting mixed up with gangsterism again?
Johnson, most of the gangsters are in jail, salting down. Those that get out for good behavior and such are on the rampage, and this is one of them.
20 years ago.
Yes, those plates are so old that they make the big bills. You remember the big bills?
What do you mean?
I mean, don't you remember the United States current bills when they used to be much larger than they are now?
No.
Well, these make the big bills.
But what could he want with something like that? He gonna get caught with it again.
I don't know what he wants with it, but he told me unless I found them that he was going to put a bullet where my brains ought to be.
Oh, me. Why does you want to defend people like...
Johnson, that was 20 years ago.
Look to me like you'd pick a better type of client than that to go around here defending gangsters and crooks and everything like that.
I didn't do too good a job defending him, Johnson. Don't forget, he got 20 years. In fact, that's where all of my practice has gone, behind the bars. I used to have a big practice.
Fast as they hire you, you let them get put in jail, so you locked up all your practice, that's all.
That has nothing to do with this thing.
Well, the only thing I can do is go to Miss Pee Wee Ambrose's house and,
That is, that room he live over delivers Dable and Asen about him.
Will you get over there right away? This is important, Johnson.
Okay, I'll bustle over there right now. I'll see you this afternoon, let you know how I made up. So long, Lloyd.
So long, Johnson. Well, Papa Johnson didn't lose much time getting up to Pee Wee Ambrose's place over the garage. And let's pick up the first scene there.
And the lawyer asked me to come up here and see you right away, Miss P. This sure is a mess, this place you live in. And
I wish you'd stop talking about my place, Miss John, and get to the point.
Well, I just got to the point. I told you what I had to tell you. He said that this thing is important, and... Well, I got to have the package back.
I opened the package up, Miss John.
You did?
Yes, sir. You know what was in there?
Well, yeah, I know what was in there, sure. There was counterfeit plates in there.
Well, that's right. What in the world are you doing mixed up with counterfeit plates, Mr. Johnson?
I ain't mixed up with them.
You are so kind of mixed up with them, or you wouldn't come up here talking to me about them.
Mr. Pee-wee, don't you understand nothing through your head bone? Can't you get it straight? Don't you see that I is coming up here asking you about this thing on account of the lawyer Philpott is the one that brought the stuff over there to my place to let me sell it, and you the one that bought it, and he asked it. He say he got to get it back. If he don't, that Killer Burke or somebody, that I don't know who he is, but he old-time gangster, he's going to put a bullet where his brains ought to be. That's what he say, and that's how come I want some back. Now, hand him here.
Where's the money I paid you for?
Miss Pee-wee, that ain't neither here nor there. Now, this something bigger than money, boy. Don't let us get the money mixed up in the thing. This is bigger than money. This is life or death.
But I paid you for them, and if you want some back, I want the money.
Now, listen, I ain't got no time to be fooling with you, Miss Pee-wee. I know where you got them. You got them over there in that dresser drawer.
No, I ain't, Miss Johnson. Don't do that.
I know where he is. You ain't fooling me, Miss Pee-wee. I'll get him at the last thing I... It's over here, and I'm going to get it. Now, where is that, Miss Pee-wee?
Go on now, Miss Johnson. Stop fooling with my stuff. Ain't nobody asked you to come over here to my place and come here upsetting the drawers and turning things upside down, topsy-turvy and all that. Who does you think you is?
I is the same as one of the United States... you know them fellas that go around looking for the counterfeit money stuff. But what is they?
You mean that you is a T-man, treasury man?
That's exactly what I is, Miss Pee-wee. And I hereby arrest you in the name of the county of Chickasola.
Why don't you make up your mind who you is? Come there talking about that you is a T-man, now you is going to arrest me in the name of the county. If you was a T-man, you'd be arresting me in the name of the United States government.
Well, I would do that, too, but it's too far over there to the county seat and all that stuff. And besides that, I ain't got time to go over there, so I just gonna rest you on a local something. Some kind of local thing that you done lately. What has you done lately that's local?
I ain't done nothing lately that's local, and I ain't done nothing just any other kind of thing, neither, to get locked up or... Go on there, Miss John, I ain't playing with you. You in my place, and if you fool with me any longer, I go haul off and slap you right in the middle of the face.
So you will go haul off and slap me in the middle of the face, huh?
I sure will.
I would like to see you try that, Miss Pee-wee.
All right, Miss Johnson, you done asked for it. Come here.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. I believe you would do that. See, you ain't got no more sense than to pick on somebody where bigger than you is you?
I sure ain't. Nobody come up here upsetting the drawers in my place and turning my bureau upside down and all that. Sure, I go take care of myself and protect my place.
You will.
I sure will.
You one of them there smart alecks where... Like to protect their own property, ain't you?
I sure will.
Boy, if you ain't something. So long.
So long.
And what happens after that makes up the fun and the telling on the Johnson family
in Chickasola at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here. This is your writer-actor-producer, Jimmy Scribner, thanking you for today and hoping you'll join us at the same time tomorrow with more fun in Chickasola Town. Until then, bye, everybody.